So reading from
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 16, which is entitled Pastimes of Childhood and Youth. And we'll go through six verses, starting from 2 all the way through to 8. So before we begin, I'd like to seek the blessings of the Vaishnavas here, present. We can speak something relevant and pleasing to the Acharyas on such wonderful literature as Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, text 2, which is our standard invocation. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of the Lord. Long live Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Kaishora age. Both the goddess of fortune and the goddess of learning worship him. The goddess of learning, Saraswati, worshipped him in his victory over the scholar who had conquered all the world, and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, worshipped him at home. Since he is therefore the husband or lord of both goddesses, I offer my obeisances unto him. At the age of 11, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to teach students. This marks the beginning of his Kaishora age. Sata sata sisya sange sada atyapan vyakasuni sava lokera chamakta man. As soon as the Lord became a teacher, many, many students came to him, every one of them astonished to hear his mode of explanation. Sarva Shastri Sarva Pandita Paya Parajai Vinaya Bhagrita Kuro Dhakyanahinai. The Lord defeated all kinds of scholars and discourses about all the scriptures. Yet because of his gentle behavior, none of them were unhappy. The Lord, as a teacher, performed various kinds of pranks in his sporting pastimes in the water of the Ganges. In text 8. After some days, the Lord went to East Bengal, and wherever he went, he introduced the Sankirtan movement. Although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees in disciplic succession can defeat all kinds of learned scholars, scientists, and philosophers in arguments, thus establishing the supremacy of the Personality Godhead, their main business as preachers is to introduce the Sankirtan everywhere. Simply to defeat scholars and philosophers is not the occupation of a preacher. Preachers must simultaneously introduce the Sankirtan movement, for that is the mission of the Chaitanya cult. After some days, Lord went to East Bengal, and wherever he went, he introduced the Sankirtan movement. Oma Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshamintam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Jaitanya Bhavanityananda Shri Jaitakaradha Shasadi Govaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, he is describing the Lord's pastimes just before he turns 16. So we understand that this is the eternal age of the Lord, 16, which is known as Yovanam, which means youth. So we hear one of the names of the Lord is Navayovanam, which means eternally youthful, eternally beautiful. So the Lord, he has different stages of pastimes, 1 to 5, 5 to 10, and 11 till 15, and then we have this stage which we're discussing now, which is 11 till 15. So in this chapter is described in brief, and then Kaviraj Goswami describes in more detail later on in Madhya, about the Lord's marriage with Lakshmi Priya, and how Lakshmi Priya, she then leaves due to separation from the Lord, and then how the Lord then marries Vishnu Priya, and then also how he defeats the Digvijay, Keshava Kashmiri, who at that time, he was the most profound scholar in the area, famous for his ability to defeat anyone. Because he was blessed by Mother Saraswati, Goddess Saraswati, who is the goddess of learning. Because we see here in the earlier verse how Mahaprabhu is being worshipped by both the goddess of fortune and the goddess of learning. So both Lakshmi Devi and Saraswati. So ultimately we see who is the boss. We're all trying to learn out who is the boss. We're in our material life, we're trying to establish that we're the boss, but unfortunately we see that everyone else is trying to also establish that they're the boss in material life, so unfortunately it becomes a crowded room. So then we try and figure out who is the boss. Because there's got to be a boss somewhere, you know, whether we like to accept it or not. So then we see in the beautiful literatures of the Gaudiya tradition, we establish who the boss is, who is the real boss. And this is Mahaprabhu. And so then we see that by that establishment, then we then just learn where our position is. What is our position in connection to? So this beautiful pastime of the Lord and Digvijay, we see that the Digvijay, he wants to defeat the Lord. But Saraswati Devi, she doesn't come to his tongue. She withholds her potency, so he's unable to speak. It's the first time that's ever happened to him. He's unable to speak, and therefore then the Lord defeats him. And we see that in Gaura Ganadesha Dipika, that Digvijay Keshava Kashmiri, he is actually Nimbakacharya. He is actually Nimbakacharya, come down into the pastimes of the Lord. Nimbakacharya is one of the four main acharyas that we have, of the four sampradayas. He is the acharya of the Chatushana sampradaya, or the Kumara sampradaya. And in fact, the Nimbarkas are the closest to the Gaudiyas in terms of the philosophy. Their philosophy is Dvait-Advait, which means one and different. So we see we have four sampradayas. And what Mahaprabhu does is he synthesizes those four sampradayas. So from the Madhvas, from Madhvacharya, he takes the two principles, which is defeating Mayavad philosophy. So how Madhvacharya defeated Mayavad philosophy, and then also establishing what's the second one? I cannot remember now. Hopefully it'll come to me. So from Madhva he takes two principles. From Vishnu Swami he takes two principles. From Ramanuja Swami he takes two principles. And from Nimbarka he takes two principles. I do not remember the order exactly, because it's in Navadip Mahatmya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But in total the principles are defeating a Mayavad philosophy, the establishment of Krishna as the only shelter, association of the devotees, raga, the attachment, spontaneous love, the acceptance of Krishna consciousness without karma and jnana, and from Nimbarkacharya, the accepting Radharani as the supermost excellent manifestation of the love of God, and the excellent position of the gopis and their love for Krishna. So Mahaprabhu, what he does is he takes the cream of all of these philosophies and then he presents it in our wonderful Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, which is Achintabheda-Bheda Tattva, which is this simultaneous one but different, which is something that's never been given before. Just like the Sankirtan movement is something that has never been given before. Goloka Prema Dharana, Harinama, Sankirtana. Just like we chant in the morning, those of you who are at least in Mayapur, they chant every morning the Shikshashtakam prayers. And some other temples they chant at least once a week. We have this Chaita Darpanam Harjanam, this prime benediction for humanity at large. Because why? What is it doing? What is this Sankirtan mission doing? Chaita Dharpana Marjanam. It is cleaning the heart. What is the cleaning that has to be going on? The dust accumulated for years. Now, we're, of course, that's a very polite way of basically saying that our hearts are very dirty. Now, of course, we don't generally like to admit that. Most of us, we all like to think that we're good people, right? Everyone thinks here that you're a good person. No one here thinks that you're a bad person, right? No one actually will voluntarily say that I'm a bad person. And I, you know, a few people are like that. They're quite rare. You know, they're proud to be bad. But most of us, we like to think that we're good. So then why do we need any cleaning to be done, right? We're good people, so then what cleaning needs to be done? Everyone else should be cleaned. You know, because they're the bad people, or they're the persons who are getting in the way of my enjoyment. But I'm okay. So this Sankirtan movement is actually primarily there for our own purification. First. Many times as practicing Krishna conscious devotees, we think that now we've got this taste of the holy name, then that's it. We've made it. Everything is now successful. And so we get this Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulana Ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. So we get this buzz. Rupa Goswami mentions in Nectar Devotion this, Subhada. This happiness that we've never experienced before. Just like those of you who can remember a time when you were in a kirtan or in a festival and you all of a sudden experienced this happiness that you've never experienced before. I'm sure all of you have had that. Or even if it's not in a kirtan, that when it comes time for the feast, then we have the wonderful feast. Of course, there's a good establishment of imperfect senses where our eyes are bigger than our stomach. Especially on fasting days, we fasted for the whole day and then we become so hungry, you think, I'm going to eat everything, and then we load ourselves up with this big plate of prasadam. And then about 5 minutes down the line, we're thinking, this is not going to happen. So we see that this is our nature. Our natures want to try and experience something higher. So we see here the beautiful example of Mahaprabhu, that everything he does is so measured, perfectly measured. And we see that the same way in Srila Prabhupada and his activities, how everything he did was perfectly measured. And what is the fulcrum? What is the pivot point? It is trying to establish that relationship back with Krishna through the holy names. That is the principle of the Krishna consciousness mission. Through the fulcrum of the holy name, we're able to re-establish that which we have forgotten. Just like Srila Prabhupada famously said in the airport, you know, why have you come here, the reporter asked. And he basically just turned around and said, I've come here to remind you of what you've forgotten. That is Sankirtan. That is Mahaprabhu's mood, that is Mahaprabhu's mission. To bring that super excellent taste, synthesizing all of the teachings of the four sampradayas through the key, which is the holy name, which then unlocks the storehouse of the love of God. So hence, the Sankirtan mission, which is the prime benediction for humanity at large, becomes our duty to continue, to uphold, to imbibe, and to give to others. But if we're not able to understand and appreciate the essence of the Sankirtan mission, which is actually first to preach to ourselves, first to purify ourselves, to establish Krishna in our heart as the ultimate reality, as the ultimate shelter, as the ultimate benefactor. Bhoktaram yagetapasam savalekam maheshwaram. As Krishna says in the Gita, you know, He is everything. So this Sankirtan mission is giving us that direct access to that everything through the wonderful potency of the holy name. And so we see that we have those three aspects. We have Namaruchi, which is the taste, gaining the taste for the holy name. And then we have Jivadoya, which means going out and giving that taste to others, giving compassion to others. And then Vaishnava Sangha. Those three have to be done together. We have to make sure that all three are being fed. It's not that we just focus on Nam, because we don't have the capacity, we don't have the bandwidth just to focus on the holy name. Our conditioned nature won't allow us to focus just on the holy name, because we're in this age where we're being disturbed at every moment. And in fact, Srila Prabhupada, he never even promoted that you just chant. Of course, he said, ultimately, that's what we should perfect our lives to be, is just to chant. Kirtanya Sadahari. Just like the other day, we read, His Holiness Kadamakana Maharaj was giving a small talk to some devotees, and he was saying that the initiation, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was quoting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, What mantra are you given at initiation? And everyone will say that the Hare Krishna Maha mantra is what you're given at initiation. But Maharaj was making the point that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he said, actually, the mantra you're given at initiation is Kirtanya Sadahari. Which means that now you've taken this process, how are you going to come to that stage of Kirtanya Sadahari? Which means constantly chanting the Hare Krishna. It's not just chanting. It's not just good enough just to chant. It's a start. But how are we going to get to the stage where we are constantly chanting the holy names of the Lord? Without cessation. Without stopping. So that means that our thoughts, our words, our actions, and who we associate with must all be in support of that Kirtanya Sadahari. Because without that focus of constantly reminding ourselves of this key, which is attachment to Nam, then we're unable to appreciate Rupa. Because from Nam comes Rupa, comes form. So through the holy name, we then get to appreciate the beautiful forms of the deities. They are looking very beautiful, as always. And from understanding the form, then we have guna and lila, qualities and pastimes. So we see that every aspect of Krishna consciousness, the key to approach is the holy name. This is what stands our practice and philosophy above everything else. And we see that here, Mahaprabhu, it's not that Mahaprabhu at the beginning was focusing on this. In fact, Mahaprabhu at the beginning was known as Nimai Pandit. He was actually focused on scholastic ability, the ability to just defeat anyone and everyone. And in fact, he was very powerful, and he would defeat everyone, and people would run away when they would see him. They wouldn't want to talk to him. But then, of course, he would also do a lot of mischief when he was young. And even in this chapter, it describes some of his mischievous pastimes, sporting in the water. But it's only when, by manifestation, he's showing that when he connected himself, when he met Ishwara Puri, that's when he started to focus on the chanting of the Maha Mantra as the base of everything. Of course, he's the Lord. It's not that he had to do all of these things. It's not that he had to go through these processes. But Krishna says in the Gita that if he does not perform his duty, then everyone else will not perform their duty. So he's showing by example that by connecting yourself to the bona fide disciplic succession, your first and foremost duty then is to develop your relationship through the holy name. This is our mission. This is our goal. But not then just focusing purely on the chanting and nothing else. No, we have to use the potency of the chanting to increase our taste in giving that to others. That is the purpose of the... This is why we have this... Why Srila Prabhupada has made that point in the purport to this verse. This simultaneous activity of preaching and introducing the holy name. So establishing the philosophy and establishing the culture. The philosophy is there to support the establishment of Krishna as the ultimate shelter of everything. And the culture is there to show how by our activity Krishna is the center of everything. So there's even a culture in how we chant. That's why we have the 10 offenses. That's why Mahaprabhu gives us the Shikshastakam verses. That's a culture. That's the culture of chanting the Maha Mantra. If we do not understand and appreciate the mood, the culture of the chanting of the Maha Mantra, then the philosophy of knowing that the Maha Mantra is the be-all and end-all has no weight. Because what happens, right? How many of us in this room are initiated? Right, okay. How many of you can remember the time you were initiated? And what was it like after initiation? It was ecstatic for the first 5 minutes. And then what happens? Then the challenges come. Because we've worked ourselves up for initiation. I remember the day you got initiated, because you were with everyone else here, and your Guru Maharaj Radhanath Swami. You know, it was one of those, you know, when Radhanath Maharaj gives initiations, it's like a military operation. Because there's, you know, a whole group. But just watching the faces of the devotees when they're about to get, even though there's everyone else around, it's just that intimate connection with the spiritual master. On that day, you feel that this is the perfection of your life. But then what happens the next day? And the day after that? And the months after that? And the years after that? Because we're so focused on getting to a specific stage, we don't actually focus what we're going to do after we get to that stage. We're so focused on a result, we do not focus on what we're going to do after that result is manifested. Because Krishna is the result. So what's the result? The result is that we're supposed to actually have increased. After initiation, we're supposed to then increase our attachment to the holy name. Not that we're then saying, okay, we've made it. Just like Srila Prabhupada, you know, he gives that famous example, you know, finishing his 16 rounds and he slams his bead bag on the desk and he says, now I can do any damn thing I want. It's not like that. The mood and mission of Mahaprabhu has given us, you know, he describes, you know, how we protect the garden of our devotion by building this fence which protects our garden of devotion. So we must build a good fence, a strong fence, to protect our garden of devotion, which means a satsanga tyag, you know, giving up worldly-minded association, following in the footsteps of the Satobrite, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. How we are looking at our life moment to moment and seeing how we are maximizing this protection and avoiding the hatimata, the mad elephant offense, which is criticizing the Vaishnavas. Because in, like Mahaprabhu is describing, then the elephant comes in and destroys the garden of devotion. So we have to protect that. But not only then protecting, not only then avoiding, but then also distributing. This is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu explains that earlier in the Adi Lila. He is the garden, he is the fruit, he is the farmer. He is the person tasting the fruit, but he is also the person distributing the fruit. It's that same verse. Now Krishna speaks about in the Gita, how he is the yajna, he is the mantra, he is the offering. That same, exactly the same. The Mahaprabhu is establishing how he is everything. But then what does he do? He does something different. He's then asking everyone else to help him. That is Mahaprabhu's mood and mission. So through the holy name, through the initiation process, when we're getting that taste, then we have to then become, it should be like a firebrand. It should be like a goad. Just like one time in Mayapur, the elephants, those of you who come to Mayapur, then sometimes you'll see the elephants will come out and they'll go for their walk depending on where they're going. So one time the Mahout, he has this goad. It's also one of the symbols on Krishna's lotus feet. It's like a sharp point with a hook. So then he uses that to control the elephant. So one time one devotee turned around and, you know, saw this happening. And as is sometimes the sentiment, you know, what do they do? They don't go and personally inquire. No, this is not how things are done these days. What do? We put it out on social media. How can this happen? This is animal cruelty, all this kind of, you know, expressing our sentiments. And so what happened was that the devotee in charge of the care of the elephant said, "You have misunderstood the situation. The mahout, he is so connected to the elephant, he knows the mood of the elephant. And so he would have seen that the elephant was behaving in a particular way when you were nearby. So then he used the stick just to divert the elephant's attention away. If he hadn't have done that, then you probably would have not been here." So we have to understand that if we do not understand the science of Krishna consciousness and the application of Krishna consciousness, then we will misunderstand the result of Krishna consciousness. And what is the result of Krishna consciousness? Increased taste, increased desire, increased hankering to give to others, increased hankering to give also to ourselves as well. And that is the whole point of the Sankirtan mission. It's supposed to actually increase Anandam Buddhivardhanam, ever increasing. There's no ceiling. Just like in the material world, everyone talks about, especially in the corporate world, they always talk about this glass ceiling. You can only get to a certain stage in your material profession, and that's it. You can't go beyond that glass ceiling. And then everyone's talking about how I broke through this glass. But then there will always be another ceiling in the material world. There's always limitations. But in spiritual practice is Anandam Buddhivardhanam. There's no limitation. It's ever increasing. So the question we should ask ourselves is, how are we increasing our taste? Using the key of the holy name, increasing our taste. It's all well and good attending these japa workshop seminars and these seminars on the holy name and all of these wonderful things that all of these wonderful Vaishnavas are doing. That's wonderful that we're taking advantage of that. But what are we doing afterwards? It's just like it's wonderful that many devotees in this room have taken initiation. But what do you do after that? How are you improving your attachment to Krishna? Your manifestation of your love to Krishna through following in the footsteps of the acharyas and your interaction with others. That's Sankirtan. That's Sankirtan. By your behavior, by your words, by your mood. The other day we were in central London and we were going to one traditional shop in Knightsbridge. So, you know, Knightsbridge is an affluential area, so generally more cultured people are around. So we went into the shop with one sannyasi. And the owner of the shop, because we go to that shop every once in a while, because it has nice cloth. So sometimes when you want to buy something, you want to buy something good because it will last you longer. So then the gentleman, he remembered us. And you know, we're dressed as we're dressed now. Sannyasi was dressed as he was dressed in his orange robes. And the gentleman, he was from Syria. You know, and he was so happy to see us, and he started talking about, you know, how it's so nice to see cultured people, just from our interactions over the years of keep on coming and keep on being pleasant with him. And, you know, he was just like, and it, you know, when we purchased the items, he gave us practically at cost price. This is how we win people over. This is sankirtan. Sankirtan doesn't necessarily just mean shoving something down someone's throat because we want to feel good about ourselves. We've got Krishna consciousness, we're special, we're important. Because we're important, we're special, therefore Krishna consciousness is special, therefore everyone should have it. It just becomes about you, becomes about me. Because I'm unique and I'm special, and I'm taken to Krishna consciousness, so therefore Krishna consciousness is special. No, Krishna consciousness is special whether you're special or not. So it's your good fortune, our good fortune, my good fortune, that we have the opportunity to partake in Krishna consciousness. And what does it mean to partake in Krishna consciousness? Following in the footsteps. Just like we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even when he is preaching, we see in the earlier verse, because of his gentle behavior, none of them were unhappy. So when you're interacting with someone, always you should be thinking in the back of your mind, how can I leave a positive impression on that person? Because even if they think positively of a Vaishnava, even they don't know you're a Vaishnava, that is the beginning of their pious activity. That never goes. That always stays with them. Doesn't matter where they go in the material world. If they think positively of someone, and that person is a Vaishnava, then Krishna himself will give that person unlimited blessings. This is sankirtan. Sankirtan doesn't just necessarily mean specific activities. Sometimes we have that mentality, you know. Even it's there, you know. It's only book distribution, or it's only deity worship, or it's only this, or it's only that. No. Sankirtan means everything. The whole activity. Body, mind, and words. And again, as we said earlier, through the key to the holy name. So this is just a few things on these wonderful section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And how the Lord, through his magnanimity, Namo Mahavadanyaya, through his amazing compassion, he's showing us how to not only taste, but also how to give to others. How to be the best preacher. We, like I said at the beginning, we all want to be the best. So if we want to be the best, we have to learn from the best. Krishna consciousness gives you the ability to be your best. Any comments, questions?